This hour is sponsored by Debt Free for Good.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello, Dayton. We'd like to thank you for joining us this hour. We'll be talking to the guys from Debt Free for Good. Our host today, we got Jordan Connect. He's an internationally renowned author of Embrace the Chase, The Science of Success, Ancient Principles, and Modern Day Stories, as well as a public speaker and a finance expert. Joining him today is Jeremy Adam. He is the sought-after debt strategist and founder of Debt Free for Good. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for having us here. We appreciate you. Jeremy, let's just kind of jump into everything. For those of you out there listening that don't know who Jeremy is, Jeremy and his co-founder, Kyle, helped found Debt Free for Good. And when you first hear that expression, you kind of wonder to yourself, why is somebody so excited about helping people get out of debt? Jeremy, can you kind of tell us the story about why you're passionate about helping people?
Yeah, I'd love to. And, you know, it's kind of a strange story. And I was thinking about this one time, quite a long time ago. Imagine that you're driving home from work one day. And you notice that your neighbor's house is on fire. Now, you don't know your neighbor very well. You've waved to him a couple times. You've seen him mow in the yard. But you're a decent person, and you're going to stop to help, right? So you're not maybe a trained firefighter. You probably shouldn't go running into the house. But there are things you can do. So you can pull over at a safe distance and call the fire department. That'd probably be a good first step. But imagine you're there from a safe distance and there aren't any cars in the driveway, so it doesn't seem like anybody's home. But you notice they have a dog in the front window barking, trying to get out. What do you do?
Well, to be honest, I'd go help the dog.
Right. Right. So, you know, maybe you're not going to go search and clear the area of the house, but you could at least, I don't know what, put a rock through the window or... You know,
I mean, at the very least.
Yeah, probably not, you know, go do a whole bunch of property damage, but you're trying to save a life. And that's really kind of what we're talking about here, not directly stopping a fire, but if you see that there are people in trouble and you know how to get them out of trouble, you want to help, right?
Correct.
Right. So I'm not a firefighter. My job's a lot easier than that. But I am a debt expert. I help a lot of businesses and individuals handle their debt and strategize their debt because it's really a very complex subject that a lot of people don't know very much about.
Sure. So going back to that, the house on fire analogy you just told, or that story per se, how much of that house per se would have to be on fire for somebody to be worried? I know it sounds like a weird question, but I mean, like 10% of the front yard's on fire? Is the roof on fire? Like, how much would you say from your experience an average person who's driving down the road would stop and actually care?
Right. And that is a really interesting question for that, because let's say you're just driving down the road and maybe they have a little bit of a leaf pile that's on fire.
That's normal in this area.
Yeah, right? And it, or maybe just their grass or maybe something like that. And, you know, in that case, you can stop and casually, you can see them through the front window and go, hey, look, your yard is on fire. And they can come out and take care of it. I just think in general, if you're a good neighbor, and I'm not running around trying to tell everybody, you know, go talk to your neighbors, be a busybody. But if you do see something that's out of control that people need help with, I'm just the type of person that's inclined to try to do that. So let me turn that around and ask if it was your house, Jordan. How much of your yard do you want to be on fire before I tell you?
0%. I mean, like, if even 1%'s on fire, I want you to let me know.
Right, yeah, if there's fire involved. And it's interesting that you asked it that way, because say your neighborhood, not just a house, but say your neighborhood was on fire. So how much of your neighborhood would be on fire before you start getting nervous about that? And I know that's a tough thing to think about, especially with, you know, wildfires we've had in this country recently. But let's say 80% of your neighborhood was on fire, how comfortable would you feel with that?
Not comfortable at all. I'd be panicked.
Right. So because you know that that can affect you, that can affect your neighborhood, and that can affect the people that you care about.
Correct.
So what if 80% of your neighborhood was in debt and they didn't realize it? How comfortable would you be knowing that we're a recession away from your entire neighborhood or 80% of your neighborhood being wiped out in the next financial downturn?
Well, I can answer that in two ways. One would be we would feel comfortable personally. But then my second question would be, and if you could elaborate on this, how would that affect somebody? You know, if let's say, for instance, 80% of the neighborhood's on fire, but I was guaranteed from a fire department that my house wouldn't be affected.
Well, you know, your house doesn't have to be directly affected for you to be effective, to carry on the analogy. But let's look at it from a debt standpoint.
Sure.
If 80% of your neighborhood owes more money than they have, do you feel comfortable that your property values are going to be able to maintain themselves in the next recession?
Well, no, because if 80% of my neighborhood has their homes evicted, my house isn't going to be worth as much as it is now.
Right. You're not going to be able to get out from under it. You're going to have to stay there maybe longer than you thought you wanted to, and you're going to be at an exposed risk. In the neighborhood I live in Beaver Creek, I was able to get my house at a cut rate price during the last recession, which worked out very well for me. I didn't time that. It just worked very well. But there are still a ton of houses in my neighborhood that have never recovered, never come back, still never been populated. And that's in Beaver Creek. It's a sought after part of the town. So it is really something that does affect an awful lot of people. And people just really aren't talking about it. The reason I use the term or the number 80% is that that's roughly the amount of debt of people in debt in this country right now. And it's not just one single generation. It's baby boomers, it's millennials, it's Gen Xers, or whatever we're calling us now.
Sure.
That number is pretty straight across the board, and that's something to be very, very concerned about. And that's why I wanted to do this show.
So you seem like a very caring person. You know, obviously somebody who's driving down the road in your story and sees a house on fire and a dog's inside, pretty much any sane, normal person is going to stop and want to save that animal. But obviously, when you get debt involved, not very many people, you know, want to call out friends and family when they see their quote-unquote house is on fire.
Right.
So if you could do me a favor, and kind of for the listeners that are paying attention right now, you and your co-founder of this business, what has you in that position where you look at people who are in debt the same way that a normal person looks at a dog who's stuck in a house on fire?
You mean other than being judgmental?
Well, I don't mean judgmental, like, correct, but like, what has you so passionate about making that your life's mission?
Well, you know, in the same way that I have a number of friends and family members that are firefighters, and I'm really not comparing myself to what they do, there's just different types of people that have their particular passion and their particular thing that they can do. If you can do a thing and that thing is able to help people, you should do that thing to help people.
Sure.
So my thing is debt strategies, helping people get out of debt, teaching people about debt. So that's the tool that I use to help the people that I can. Now, that doesn't mean that I go around knocking on people's doors or that you should go around knocking on your doors. Hey, let me look at your finances. You're doing this wrong. But at the same time, that's what I do. So I am always looking at that and happy to help anyone I can.
So then, question I have for you. You say all the time that there's a fun way that you can live a debt-free life.
Right.
There's a lot of finance experts out there that have similar radio shows or have YouTube shows, podcasts, what have you, and they teach different ways of getting out of debt. And some of these people are rice and beans, beans and rice, which doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me. And coming from my own background of, you know, close to 7+ years of helping people get out of debt myself, that's not fun. It's not a fun way to live.
No, it's not.
So when you say you want to help people get out of debt, how exactly is a fun way of helping people get out of debt? Are they eating nothing but rice and beans for the next 7 years to be debt-free?
You know, I love rice and beans if Chipotle's making them. but I don't want to live that way. There's a lot of things that I like to do. I'm very frugal in many areas. You know, I just think it's a bit ridiculous. It's just like a diet. if you're going to go on a diet where you eat nothing but rice cakes for the next 2 years, you think you're really going to be on that diet for 2 years? No. Or the first time someone invites you to a buffet, you're going to go crazy.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's a lot of times when people are on these debt diets where they eat nothing but beans and rice, and they sell their car and they buy a $500 beater with a heater and they use it to deliver pizzas on the weekends. If that's what you've got to do, do it. But there's a lot of people that are a lot closer to a more comfortable life that don't realize how easy it would be to get their debt under control to allow them to live a bigger life. It's not just some magical number. Oh, I'm out of debt. Now what? It's why do you want to be out of debt? What is debt doing to hurt your life? And what could being out of debt do to make your life better?
Sure. So we got about a minute or two left here until the break. So can you kind of explain real quick for me, from somebody who specializes in helping people get out of debt, how has debt impacted the people's lives that you see before and after they're in debt and out of debt?
It's just unbelievable. A lot of crying. And it's amazing when you see people that think they have no other options and they think they're just stuck. Or people who don't even know the type of situation they're in because they're too afraid to open their bills, which I think a lot of our listeners could relate with. When we're able to help them, it's just the best thing you could possibly imagine, being able to help someone like that. Tell someone that not only are they not stuck, but they'll be free from debt in 7.8 years. It's just an incredibly amazing thing. And that's why I do it. It helps people.
I love it. So when you say 7.8 years, you're kind of getting to the point that you and your partner, you guys come together, you meet with people, and you literally lay out a game plan.
Oh, absolutely.
So this isn't something similar to like, hey, here's three quick steps that'll just help you get out of debt. Hope you figure it out. There's accountability in this. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If people like to work with specifically my partner, Kyle, who we'll be hearing from later, it's amazing what he can do for people. Being able to give people an actual outline, an actual plan that people can follow and stick with. It's really, really very incredible thing that he can do.
Perfect. You know, a little bit later, we're going to talk about the mentality of what it means to be in debt for those of you that are listening. And once you're in debt, once you're out of debt, how that all shifts and changes. But go ahead and stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that story of the house on fire. And if you guys have any questions, you'll learn some more.
A winter weather advisory is in effect in our area. Listen for updates here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
What's that mean to you?
A friend come to visit?
Maybe. It's a delivery.
Ooh.
Or maybe it's a tech on a service call. That a problem?
Let me explain.
Okay.
It makes me wonder.
About?
Are they here to help me?
Or
will they scam me?
Hate that.
Am I wrong?
You should be.
Because?
Service starts with trust.
It oughta.
It does at CJS Heating and Air.
Every tech.
On every call.
Clean and screened.
Trained and timely.
I like that.
We explain the work.
Before getting started?
Sure. So there are no surprises.
And the price quoted?
Is the price you pay.
Even if added work is needed.
Because everything we do
is all about you.
You call,
we come.
It's fixed, guaranteed.
Want proof?
Read our reviews.
Lots with 5 stars.
That's how we earn your trust.
Year after year.
Because CJS means yes.
To keeping you comfy.
Year round.
24 hours.
Every day.
Sounds simple.
So why doesn't everyone do it that way?
Makes you wonder.
She's Val.
He's Jim.
We're CJS.
Heatingandair.com.
Menards is our go-to store when we update our house. We're adding new lights and seeing all the latest styles. The selection was amazing. And we found Patriot Lighting fixtures for our whole house. We are so happy with the final touches that Patriot Lighting adds to our home. Enjoy exquisite elegance and superior craftsmanship with Patriot Lighting.
Save 11% on everything now at Menards. Good through March 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Hi, Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness, and we are extending our offer for a free 30-day membership. That's right. You can still check us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. We have 8 locations with tons of equipment, rows of cardio, and group fitness classes. We also have free childcare and free tanning. You can even do your cardio in our movie theater. Also, most of our clubs are open 24 hours, so don't wait. Get your free 30-day membership by stopping in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Basinger, owner of Miamisburg Vision Care. Having a partner like Farmers and Merchants Bank means they know me by name. My loan officer is always eager to help me with my banking needs.
Thanks, Dr. Basinger. Unlike those bigger banks, we understand what it takes for small businesses to succeed. I'm Clint Morton with Farmers and Merchants Bank, and we have a cool offer for you. For a limited time, get a free Yeti cooler when you apply for and close a new business loan. Does your bank do that? Farmers and Merchants Bank, FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
For a bathroom you'll love, call Rebath 937-755-1712. From a fresh tub and shower update to a complete remodel, get $750 off a bathtub or shower replacement. Call Rebath 937-755-1712.
Tune in to Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan, Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WHIO Radio. Hear Dr. Juan Fernandez from Full Life Chiropractic in Troy as he breaks down the tools needed to help you achieve your state of optimal health naturally. Saturdays beginning at 4.
Steady snow showers will continue to fall for the majority of the day. A few heavy bands will be possible and visibility will be reduced at times. Keep in mind of the slick and messy roadways that could be possible. A winter weather advisory is set to expire at 7 p.m. this evening. Temperatures are going to be on the chilly side. Highs are only going to be reaching near 33 degrees. Frigid air is going to continue to move into the Miami Valley and temperatures are going to be dropping to near 15 degrees by tonight. Mostly cloudy skies and the snow showers will slowly start to taper off. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Thank you all for joining us this afternoon on WHIO, AM 1290, News 95.7. This is Debt Free for Good, coming in with our first episode this week, talking about why we want to help you get out of debt for good. So before the break, we were talking about a story where you're driving down the road, you see your neighbor's house on fire, there's a dog, there's an animal, what have you inside of it. Are you likely to stop and let that animal out? Of course. But that story kind of correlates with debt and getting people out of debt. So Jeremy, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. We're talking about debt. Using that same analogy, somebody's house is on fire per se. How much debt, though, does somebody need to be in? Let's use percentages for that to even be noticeable. So you're saying my house is on fire. Are we talking like if somebody makes, you simple math, $100,000 a year and they have $10,000 in debt, so 10%, is that enough fire to even pay attention to?
Sure. Anytime you have debt, it's going to be costing you money.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that all debt is a bad thing or that you have to go out right now and cut up all your credit cards and, you know, sell all your worldly possessions to get out of debt. It's just like anything else. You know, I'll relate it back to the weight loss analogy. You can't expect to lose 50 pounds overnight and have it be a sustainable strategy. So saying, you know, oh, you shouldn't be over this percentage of debt or this percentage of debt, I can understand the question, but that's just really not the way I look at things.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different experts out there that are want to say there's good debt, there's bad debt. It's just like any other business decision that you make in your life. What is the point of this debt? What is the cost of this debt? And how do we handle it?
Okay. So for the average person that's listening to this, mm-hmm. you know, most of my average clients and customers, they are so used to debt. It's almost like they're swimming. They're just kind of used to the water being mm-hmm. around them.
Right.
So really, at what point, if somebody comes to you all and your company and says, hey, I think I'm in debt, but I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I try and pay my credit cards off every single month. I've got a mortgage. You know, I may have a little bit of student debt left, but I'm fine. My mm-hmm. friends are fine. My family's fine. We're like, everybody lives this way. Why should I really change things and panic? Because I'm comfortable. I like the way I'm living. It's not really that stressful. What would you say to somebody like that?
Do you go to restaurants that are fine or do you go to restaurants that are great?
Probably, you know, great. You know, somebody in this aspect would probably, you know, eat Chipotle 10 times a week or so, but, you know, once a week goes out with their friends to, let's say, a Cooper's Hawk.
Okay. So if you have the option to be okay or good or great, I've worked with Jordan a long time. I know the answer to this. Which one are you going to go for?
Great.
Right. So if you're already doing pretty good, that's fantastic news. I'm glad you're not drowning, but you are swimming. And swimming can be fun, but you don't always want to be swimming, right? Sometimes you want to take a break and,
sure,
I don't know, go sit in a hot tub or something. But if you're just doing the average thing, you're going to get average or below average results. Remember, if 80% of the population is in debt, of course it seems normal. Well, at one time, 80% of the population, I don't know, I have no idea what it was, but a certain percentage of the population were smoking cigarettes in hospitals.
Sure.
Right?
That's a good point.
So, I mean, just because something is normal doesn't mean that it's a good idea to do. So if someone is listening to this right now and they're in the scenario that you're talking about, what I would say is you're already pretty well on the way and it's not going to require that much of a strategy to get you back on the road.
Okay. What about somebody that's listening to this, that's paid attention to the story, the house on fire, yada, yada, housing prices up and down. They don't care. They live in an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they've got maybe $5,000 in credit card debt. They're not really too worried.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to somebody like that who doesn't have a mortgage and has, quote unquote, $200,000 in debt?
Well, I guess I would ask what their goals were, because living in an apartment can be fantastic sometimes. Not always from a financial standpoint, but not having to fix your own water heater and roof can be pretty nice. But I'll tell you one really good reason to worry about it is because a lot of your friends have mortgages, and unless you've got a couple spare bedrooms in your apartment, they're going to be living with you when their debt becomes a problem for them.
You really think so?
Unless you have a brother or a sister with a nicer place than you do. So
it's a fair point. It's a fair point. And a lot of people that we've worked with have used taking that time living inside of an apartment complex to save up money, even if they have a little bit of credit card debt, as a down payment in the future if they were to get a home, which kind of makes sense to me. But when we come back from the break, we're going to kind of talk about how you can still live your dream while you're in debt. And it'll kind of explain a little bit more when we tell a couple stories. That'll kind of get us all on the same page. But thank you all so much for joining us this afternoon on Debt Free for Good. Remember, you're listening to WHIO AM 1290 and News 95.7. We appreciate you listening, but don't go anywhere because you're going to learn some cool stuff here soon.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 4:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, those beeps you're hearing in the background mean the WHIO Storm Center has been activated as snow continues to fall around the Miami Valley and a winter weather advisory is in effect until 7 p.m.
Steady snow showers will continue to fall for the majority of the day. We'll see snowfall totals in between 1 to 2 inches possible.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Molly Coates' forecast is coming up. Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic still cleaning up an accident US 35 eastbound at the I-75 northbound on-ramp this hour. And our top story, the WHIO Storm Center is in effect as snow continues to fall around the Miami Valley.
AAA wants to make sure you stay safe as this winter weather moves through the region. The company suggests you fill up your gas tank before the weather gets even worse and have an emergency kit in your vehicle.
WHIO's James Ryder, the live Doppler 7 radar, still showing snow across much of the Miami Valley this afternoon.
Everybody is getting in on some snowfall. The heavier blues are indicating some heavier pockets of snowfall that will fall heavy at times. So be sure to watch yourself when you are planning to go out.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Molly Coates is back in moments with her exclusive WHIO forecast. The House Judiciary Committee requests documents from over 60 people in connection with their investigation into Russian collusion in the 2016 election.
The House Intelligence Committee is conducting its own investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. This morning, Chairman Adam Schiff said he believes there is direct evidence of that in emails from Russians offering dirt on Hillary Clinton, along with plenty of other circumstantial evidence.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Ohio is offering grant money to help human trafficking victims get rid of tattoos or brands that were used to identify them as someone's property. The Dayton Daily News reports Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says trafficking survivors have enough problems recovering from slavery and trauma without a permanent reminder on their skin. Yost's statement says his office's Crime Victim Services Division will award the $10,000 grants to local nonprofits that focus on human trafficking. A judge rules that possible incriminating statements made by a former Montgomery County Jail Corrections officer accused of sexually assaulting an inmate in a bathroom will not be suppressed at any trial. 23-year-old Franco Valela is charged with two felony counts of sexual battery for allegedly leading a female inmate into a seldom-used jail bathroom and forcing her to have sex with him while he was on duty in December of last year. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Molly Coates.
Steady snow showers will continue to fall for the majority of the day. A few heavy bands will be possible and visibility will be reduced at times. Keep in mind of the slick and messy roadways that could be possible. A winter weather advisory is set to expire at 7 p.m. this evening. Temperatures are going to be on the chilly side. Highs are only going to be reaching near 33 degrees. Frigid air is going to continue to move into the Miami Valley, and temperatures are going to be dropping to near 15 degrees by tonight. Mostly cloudy skies and the snow showers will slowly start to taper off. Morning clouds will be lingering for Monday, but we will see a break in the clouds and see some sunshine into the afternoon. Single-digit wind chills, though, will continue to hang around, as highs are only going to be approaching 23 degrees. Colder air is going to continue even into the middle of your work week, so don't pack up that winter gear just yet. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Snow falling all across the Miami Valley at this hour. It is 28 degrees in Urbana, 28 in Springfield, and 28 degrees in Dayton at 433. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, Sergeant Mark here. You know, this active winter is taking a toll on the exterior of our homes. If the outside of your home is in need of a new fresh look, let me make a recommendation to you. I have used CertaPro Painters for the last several years on projects at my home, and for both interior and exterior work, I have been thoroughly satisfied with the results. They've done a great job for me, and right now is the time to call CertaPro Painters and get on the schedule for that spring exterior paint project. Now, the first thing that'll happen is they will give you a free estimate where every detail is spelled out, so there are no surprises. This is just one aspect that sets CertaPro Painters apart from other painting contractors. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated, so you're hiring people who live and work in our community. I believe you'll be as pleased with the results as I've been, and I went to breakfast. If you're a business owner, CertaPro Painters offers commercial painting with minimal disruption to your business. Get that free estimate now. 800-GO-CERTA, 800-GOCERTA, CERTA with a C, or online at CertaPro.com. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone? For Android, just say, OK, Google, and then play WHIO News.
We're back with Debt Free for Good. My name's Jeremy Adam. And in this segment, Jordan, it's your turn. I'd like to ask you some questions. What makes you passionate about debt? I know you've been in finance for a long time, and I know we've known each other and worked together for a long time, but what's your story?
That's good, man. You got some time?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
So I've been in the finance realm for about 7 years. And for those of you that are listening today, you know, we really appreciate you tuning into WHIO, but going forward in the coming weeks, we're going to be interviewing people on the show that are local business owners, local celebrities, kind of getting their opinion and their perspectives on debt, how it affects their customers, their employees, their businesses, etc. Every week, I promise you, is not going to be a rehashing of who we are and what we do. But yes, Jeremy, to answer your question, I'd love to. For about 7 years now, I've been in the financial services industry. For obvious reasons, I can't really say what company I work with, but my job is to help people get out of debt. And I love it. You know, I wake up every single day, I go to work, I enjoy it. I get to meet with people who have lots of money, people have no money, but everywhere in between, they're in debt. And my goal is to help them get out of debt. So, but over the last 7 years or so, there was a part of my life where I thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And the reason why I say I thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur was I didn't think I was meant to be an employee. I had all these ideas of grandeur, and I decided to start my own marketing firm, and it went well. There's nothing wrong with it. It didn't crash and burn. There's not a story like that. Mm-hmm. But I just realized over those 2 years that I have a lot of respect for people who are 100% entrepreneurs who live, eat, and breathe their businesses every single day. And through that process of the marketing firm, I started interviewing a ton of people. Really, in the beginning, it was just to network, to kind of get to know people, and that's actually how you and I met, which is pretty cool. But I've interviewed New York Times bestselling authors, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, et cetera, and it's been a blast. But throughout that entire process, that's actually how I came to write the book Embrace the Chase, was I learned that people focused on their strengths. So the premise of the book Embrace the Chase, aka The Science of Success, is kind of identifying that successful people focus on their strengths and not their weaknesses. So before we left for the break, we talked about how you can still live your dream even if you're in debt. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but the reason why I say that is you can put a plan in place today to start focusing on your dream or the thing you really want to do in your life, but also have a plan of getting out of debt. So don't mistake what I said if you're listening. I didn't say you can live your dream and just be drowning in debt and everything's fine and nobody's going to notice, but it's saying that you understand that there's two plates you're trying to spin and you can do both. And the reason why I mention that is I've seen tons of people over the years who think you have to do one or the other. There's this constant mantra of saying, you know, get 17 jobs, work your butt off, get completely out of debt. By the way, the specific time frame we have when you're going to be debt-free is 9.47 years. And then at that point, you can then go do your dream, which is fine. You know, we're not saying that's a wrong thing. That's just a different perspective of doing it. The way I see life, though, is that's 9.47 years in the future from now. That's 9.47 years that is going to be passing that you could be doing other things, learning and growing. So through the process of interviewing well over 100 of these people, I learned that the average person, the way our society kind of talks to us, is we have our strengths and our weaknesses. And for those of you that are listening right now, you can probably think off the top of your head, boom, these three things I'm just really good at. If I was to go interview your friends and family, they'd go, boom, Jeremy, you are the best at these three things. This is what I think of when I think of you. However, when I was to ask you that question one-on-one, you don't think about your strengths. You've been trained and ingrained in society to immediately think about your three weaknesses. That's just how school raised us. So it's like, what are the three things that you're best at? And your mind automatically goes, well, I'm terrible at this, I'm terrible at that, I'm terrible at this, I'm terrible at that. And society has us saying, well, let's take all these weaknesses and let's find a way to be better at them. But the problem is that over those 9.47 years or 10 years, you're taking your weaknesses to mediocrity.
Right.
Now, to kind of put that in perspective, I like basketball. I think LeBron James is awesome. However, LeBron James's strength is his athleticism. He's a beast. And he took his strength and took it to mastery, not mediocrity, which is why the guy plays in the NBA.
Right.
He's also well over 6 foot five and I'm 5'10". Right. So I'm already a weakness right there.
That's probably the only reason you'll never make it.
Probably. But I'm not going to take a weakness of mine, basketball, which I could if it was like my dream, but the likelihood of me taking something I'm really not great at and becoming a master of it, I'd probably spend 30 years of my life doing that.
And never be that
And never great. Be close to LeBron right. James. Right. So the point I'm making is for those of you that are listening right now, you probably have a dream or something in your stomach and your gut. There's just this fire that you feel all the time, but you have a life to live. You have bills you have to pay. You have a family you have to provide for. You have kids you possibly have to set an example for, or nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters. It's irrelevant. You still have responsibilities. So the point that I'm getting at, through this entire process, I own this marketing firm, but I realized that, you know, my strengths are actually numbers. I just get numbers. I'm able to figure things out quickly, explain very kind of hard concepts to people, kind of dumb them down, get them on the same page, get their buy-in, and proceed forward. So I realized that maybe I should use my strength in the financial industry and help people get out of debt, but also help people become very wealthy. That's what I figured out to be my strength. That's something that I love. So as you're sitting here listening and thinking, you know, what are my three strengths? What are my three weaknesses? Well, it's easy to find out because the things you just love doing, you would do for free, are your strengths, but you need to find a way to make money doing them. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm making at is you have these 9.47 years or whatever. Well, figure out a way to get into an industry, to get your foot in the door of something you love doing. That's a strength that over those next 7, 8, 9, 10 years, whatever it is that Kyle and Jeremy can help you get out of debt, you're kicking butt. You're crushing a career. You're starting to live the dream life that you want so that at the point where you actually are out of debt, you're leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else, both professionally, personally, spiritually, all the above, because you're confident in who you are. The reason why I bring that up is earlier we're talking about beans and rice, rice and beans. Some people spend their entire time focusing on how to fix one problem that they don't worry about other problems. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, yeah. And I'll tell you, the other thing too is it creates a really dangerous precedent. I see people so often that get so tight in their budget and so tightly wound to their budget, and everything is getting out of debt, 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 money, 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 money. What do you think the conversations around that dinner table look like?
Everything is always money. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where you're going from, because the people that come sit in my office that are of that mentality, which I guess we can even talk about mentality right now, is how you view debt is a mentality. Mm-hmm. It's the same way I use this analogy when you and I were talking in your office earlier. Let's talk about laundry. You know, somebody doesn't want to smell like mildew around their friends. You may be a free spirit. You may just want to have fun and be loosey-goosey, but you can still live a debt-free life and have fun and be that way. There's this common misconception that people who are unorganized or just free spirits are just in cesspools of debt and have terrible credit. That's not necessarily true, because that's a skill. The same way that they don't want to smell like mildew around their friends, they're washing their clothes. Okay, that's not, I mean, it's not rocket science. Learning how to get out of debt isn't rocket science.
Right. It's actually a lot more simple than most people think. It's really just a plan. It's just like anything. You guys know, when I'm hanging out with my friends, I like to play Risk or Monopoly strategy games.
Sure.
And that's really all this is. That's really all debt, or really anything to do with finances, is just the strategy of how you handle it. And strategy starts with mindset. And if you have a poverty mindset, it's going to be very difficult for you to ever have any kind of money. Now, unfortunately, a lot of times now you hear the poverty mindset associated with, you know, hey, come to this big, gigantic thing that some public speaker is putting on and get your credit cards out. That's not the poverty mindset I'm talking about. The poverty mindset I'm talking about is if you let debt and finances rule your life instead of the other way around, you're never going to experience what it's like to have money. You're never going to experience what it's like to have a comfortable, safe, secure financial family situation. You cannot be happy and comfortable if you're up to your eyeballs in debt or if you're poor.
It's true. I mean, I'd even go as far as to say the poverty mindset in and of itself is just ignorance. So in other words, choosing not to learn how money works.
Right.
Is pretty much the end of the day, because you can be making a lot of money. And I've seen a lot of clients that are this way, mm-hmm. that make $250,000 a year. Okay. And I've seen clients that make 50 grand a year. But the client who makes 50 grand a year for the last 20 years has maintained their lives. They have a ton of fun. They go on vacations, but they've saved in such a way that I can see in their retirement accounts, mm-hmm. they have over $1 million.
Right.
Yet the guy who makes $250,000 a year defaulted on his car payment last week because he's so excited to have a $900,000 home that he has no time for all his friends to come over to because he's working so much, doesn't spend time with his wife and kids. And it's kind of a joke, and it's really sad, but that's the mindset that they've placed themselves in. And for those of you that are listening, the mindset's essentially your priorities. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want to feel sick, broke, hurting all the time, or do you want to feel free?
Well, let me ask you a question. Did that person who has the $900,000 home and the super expensive car, did they ever overcome their poverty mindset?
No, they still don't, because when they were sitting in my office, this is what blows my mind. This person sitting in my office mm-hmm. and arguing with me because they have fees mm-hmm. and it's because they don't know how to manage their money.
Right.
And it's this perspective of, do you know who I am? Do you know how much money I make? I could break you. Okay. Well, this guy over here that you think's a joke mm-hmm. not only is worth more than you, but here's the point about mindset though, treats people with respect.
Right.
You know, because people that treat others with respect first learned how to treat themselves with respect.
Right.
And clearly, you are not in the position to be helping other people because you don't know how to help yourself.
Right. And that's the thing, the common theme that you and I have when we talk a lot is you have to have the knowledge and I hate using the term discipline because that gets thrown around so much and it sounds so harsh, but really the right type of discipline, well-executed plan, discipline is not hard if your plan is good. But those people never overcame the poverty mindset. What happened is they just became broke at a higher level.
Correct.
And that is really when you see the fake rich.
It's true.
And congratulations to them. You obviously have to be doing something right to make a good bit of money, but you didn't have the plan in place. You didn't have the strategy. You didn't have the understanding. And it's a shame that so many people have to pay to learn that lesson. And it's incredibly gratifying when you can help somebody that is about to pay to learn that lesson and you can catch them in time. That's a lot of fun. That is a lot of fun.
I'm glad you just said helping somebody because that brings a point. For those of you that are listening, you need a mentor in your life. Okay. That mentor can be a book. If you don't have enough money yet to pay for a mentor mm-hmm. or a friend who is in life where you want to be that can teach you for free or to the point where you have the funds to actually pay for a mentor, you still need one. A couple of times in my life, I've had the ability to meet billionaires, and that's the one thing that they've said. You know, they're one of the most humble people I've ever met. They don't look flashy, and they always talk about mentorship. About a year ago, I was able to meet, I don't know if I can say his name, so I'm just going to say a generalized billionaire. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he mentioned was, you know, hey, pay attention to the people that are ultra successful. They don't dress or look like they're ultra successful, but everybody who wants everyone to think they're ultra successful does.
Right.
So you had mentioned earlier, because I know we're going to take a break here soon, about the idea of the oxygen mask when you're on a plane. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to help yourself first before you can help others. That's not necessarily a bad selfish thing.
Right.
Sometimes people hear the word selfish and help you first and they get all, no, I want to get in the community and help people first. Yet you don't have your own life and your own house in order. So the first thing that you need to take care of is getting a mentor, learning how to get out of debt, learning how to either manage debt to get to the point you're out of debt, but just understanding the fundamentals of the game of how money works. Then once your house is in order, then you can go out and tell other people and help them. But before we go, just so you guys understand, when we come back from this break, we're going to give you some solid action steps that you can take immediately that will help you get out of debt, as well as be able to meet us in person. But thank you so much for listening to WHIO right now, AM 1290, News 95.7. We'll be right back after this break with Debt Free for Good.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A winter weather advisory is in effect in our area. Listen for updates here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dollar Shave Club. Dollar, we bought this moderately priced radio ad to tell you we're way more than just a shave club. Dollar, that's right. We also make top shelf shower, oral care, deodorant, colognes, skincare, and more club. Right now, get one of our shave, shower, or oral care starter sets for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton today. That's right, that's the name of your city after our web address. dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton.
Your garage is an entrance to your home. Transform it into a welcoming entryway. It'll look great, but more importantly, Nature Stone reduces tracked in dirt, eliminates puddling, standing water, and salt damage, and covers uneven concrete so you don't slip or trip. Don't replace the concrete. Don't paint your floor. It just doesn't work. Nature Stone is the affordable garage floor solution that beautifies your home. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
I'm Russell, and I'm a patient at Cincinnati Children's. I'm 43, so I have a few regular doctors in my life, but not every doctor fully understands the heart defect I was born with. That's why I see the adult congenital heart specialists at Cincinnati Children's.
Research shows that adults born with a heart defect are more likely to live longer and feel better in the care of a congenital heart specialist. Find out how we'll work with your doctor at cincyhearts.org.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's retirement resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971, with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Steady snow showers will continue to fall for the majority of the day. A few heavy bands will be possible and visibility will be reduced at times. Keep in mind of the slick and messy roadways that could be possible. A winter weather advisory is set to expire at 7 p.m. this evening. Temperatures are going to be on the chilly side. Highs are only going to be reaching near 33 degrees. Frigid air is going to continue to move into the Miami Valley and temperatures are going to be dropping to near 15 degrees by tonight. Mostly cloudy skies and the snow showers will slowly start to taper off. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups. Depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Debt Free for Good. My name is Jeremy Adam, and for this segment, I'm going to be joined with my good friend and business partner, Kyle Williams. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeremy.
Good. Good. Now, Jordan was talking just a little bit ago about how important it is to have a mentor. And I have to agree with him on that. It's been an incredibly valuable tool for me. But like he mentioned, not everyone always has access to a live mentor. And I've had the benefit of being mentored by some of the top business owners in the world through books, podcasts, radio shows, and through live events. And one of the ways that we like to provide mentorship and education to the local area is through free seminars, which are what you run.
Yes. Yeah. There are things that we do periodically here in the area. And our next one is going to be on Thursday, March 14th at 7 o'clock. We're going to have that at the Miami Township Library. The address is 2718 Lyons Road in Miamisburg.
Okay, so that's at the library down by the fire station, down by Menards, Harbor Freight.
Yeah, okay. Also right next to the Dayton Mall.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, I'm just thinking Harbor Freight and Menards, which is very dangerous when it comes to debt for me.
Yeah, I completely understand.
Right, so at these seminars, these are free seminars.
Yes.
Usually seating for about 20?
20 to 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on how good of friends you are with everyone else there.
Yeah.
Okay. But it is a fantastic location. For you folks that haven't been to the Miami Township Library, it is a beautiful location. Great place. Just great library, too. So take your kids down there sometime. Not to the seminar, though. They'll be very bored. But once again, when is that seminar, Kyle?
Thursday, March 14th at 7 o'clock.
Thursday, March 14th at 7 o'clock at the Miami Township Library on Lyons Road, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you can also find out about that and register for the event by texting or calling 937-600-6901. And if you text 937-600-6901, if you text the word debt, you'll actually get a link to be able to register for the seminar right on your phone. Super fancy. It's 2019. Or you can go to debtfreeforgood.com and register for the event as well. Seating is limited.
Yes.
And it is first come, first serve. So go ahead and go to the website right now, debtfreeforgood.com, unless you're driving, and or text 937-600-6901. It's going to be a great time. Kyle puts on a great presentation that's very educational. And Kyle, what would you like to tell people, or Jordan, what would you like to tell people the most important thing to remember when they're starting this journey, when they're coming to a seminar, or when they're just talking to us in general? What's the most important thing, either of you, that you can think of that people should remember?
Well, the first thing to remember is that we're here to help. And, you know, the reason we do this radio show and we do the things that we do is, going back to your analogy earlier of the house being on fire, is we know exactly where people are. You know, when we started doing this, we all had debt. We all had mortgages, and we had the same exact things that you had, and we know exactly what it feels like to be in your situation. We know exactly what it feels like to write those checks and wish you didn't have to. So, you know, we've been where you've been, and we know how to get out of it, and we're willing to show you how.
And you're willing to show them how to do it. Oh, I'm sorry, Jordan.
No, you're good. I just have a question.
Okay.
For those of you that are listening right now, they may be wondering, well, how long is this seminar going to be, and how should I dress?
I would think suit and tails.
No. Suit, like full tux?
Probably full black tie type of event normally. No,
no, not at all.
No. I can tell you, just to give you an idea, Kyle's in jeans right now, and that happens quite a bit. So it's about a half hour seminar generally, and come as you are. It's a library, guys. If a library would let you dress like that, then we're going to.
Yeah. And like Jeremy said, it's usually about a half hour total. And so, you know, it starts at 7:00. You'll probably be back on the road, headed home right around or shortly after 7:30.
Yeah. Outstanding. Well, folks, I really would love to thank you for being here on our first episode of Debt Free for Good. And join us next time, when we'll probably have the same people in the studio, unless we can convince Clark to come on. But thank you so much, Jordan.
No, thank you all. We appreciate it. Remember, it's every Sunday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And as we're going in the coming weeks, if you guys have people you would love to have us on the show, local celebrities or business owners, definitely go to our Facebook page at Debt Free for Good. And let us know who you'd like us to have on. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening to WHIO AM 1290 News 95.7. Again, this was Debt Free for Good.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.